girlfriend, just to open line, me and my girlfriend are single. And what I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to stay, if this even sounds right, faithful. By, like, look, she's into that. So I'm just trying to, what I did is, like, what happens is anybody out there who's trying to get into threesomes, the protocol is that your girlfriend or your wife, she solicits women. And if y'all want to do a little train thing with your wife, you solicit the guys. What's happening is when she's soliciting the women, she's realizing how dumb women are. Like she's a trooper. But she goes and goes, other women must be like me. And women treat her like they treat a dude. Like, hey, how you doing? She's like, hey, I'm pretty and would you like to? And they go, oh, no, I don't. And she realized.
And you would,
like,
think it would be easy because she's a girl.
She's a girl.
Yeah.
And she's starting to realize how annoying women are in terms of sex. So basically, I met a chick like 5 months ago and put a little work in. Now, we only talked like 3 times. But the first time I met her, I'm like, hey, look. Why don't you come on with me and my girl? We're single. Blam. She's like, I can't. But she'll call me on the phone, and my girl got mad because she, why does this girl have your number? But I give my number out all the time. Like, if a chick, I'm very accessible. If people know me, I'm really, a lot of people got my number. So it's like I say, here, you need to call me. Call me and find out when I you know, work next. What happens is I then talk to this chick and I say, look, she finally gives in a little bit. I said, go to my girl's job and...
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many problems with this story writing, man.
Go to your girl's job.
I said, look, go to my girl's job and just go in and meet her. Because I understand, like, if you wanted me to sleep with you and you had a boyfriend, and I'd be like, ugh, I don't know, some strange dude. I don't know. And then I would want to meet the dude and say, okay, this dude's cool. I will knock your wife up.
Right.
So, so I said to the girl, I said, you know, it'd be cool for you to go and see her down her job. My girl's a trooper. I called my girl to say, hey, look, somebody's coming down to check you out, you know, and you know, see if you like her. So it was on. She almost got fired from a job because she went down and said she just went bananas. So we're arguing and trying to make sense of it all. And I'm telling her, look, if we're going to do a threesome, which we want to, we can't keep buying hookers. We're trying to find what I'm trying to do is big love. You seen that show? That's what she's afraid of. See, she likes the hookers because it's like, bam, beat it, whore. But I'm trying to get a square broad to be our girlfriend. And I'm like, look, if I take you shopping, listen, baby, if I buy both of y'all panties, I'ma buy you 4 and her 2. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to keep.
You're still a little better than she.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to keep, but she's going to be, and I told her, I said, look, you are our girlfriend. And when people ask you, do you have, you say, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I have a couple. And
you are treading on some dangerous ground.
But by the end, logic wins, man, because she can't do it because she keeps playing around because she's frustrated about how dumb women are. And she thinks that since I set up the situation, that this opens up more for me to be spending time with this girl. But I'm like, even if you bring a chick in, I could spend time with this girl. So finally, I end up telling her, look, I don't see other women. If I wanted to, first of all, I sent the broad down there to you. Do you?
Oh, well, of course. Then makes you the gentleman. Makes you the perfect gentleman in this whole thing.
Oh, wow. It's all in the open. This is fine.
Oh, man, listen to me, man.
I sent the broad down there.
I sent her down.
We all understand what you're saying, but we also understand why the girl's not going to accept what you're saying.
My girl should be more understanding. It's like we're a team.
Look, the bottom line is your girl, you're getting 100% more girl. She's getting 50% less guys.
Absolutely
that's
not.
Right.
That
that's
is
right.
Just the way it works.
And absolutely 4 panties not. Compared to 2 is not going to keep her happy.
By the way, at least 50% less guys. That's the best she can do.
That's not
normally,
God.
It's probably going to be 25-75, 75 to the new chick.
You know what it is? Me and her get a 50% more love for each other. And
for each other.
And our relationship gets 100%. So we're up 200%.
You're nuts.
I'm trying to. Me and her
it's
gonna,
like stock trades.
Me and her gonna love each other 50% more just because.
Just because there's
the
someone else there.
Excitement and the thing.
Right.
And this girl gets 100% of a couple. This is our girlfriend, man. She's gonna hang out.
So you're looking for a longer term thing,
just
with
girlfriend.
The same different girl.
So
instead of hookers or some one night stand thing, you could call her up, or she could call you and go, "Hey, let's go out, and then we'll all go back."
Maybe they become friends. And the thing is, what if I like her? She says, "What if I like her more than you?" I'm like, "What?"
That'd be great. If they both dumped you. That would make me so happy. You know what? You suck.
Why are we with this guy? We love each other.
We love each other. But then they'll just be walking around like two front pages with their heads bobbling. They get no guidance.
You're the runner.
I know I didn't expect to tell the story. I'm saying she thinks. I said, look, and this is to your girl. I don't get.
So the problem.
I can get another girl if I feel like it. And there's nothing you can do about it.
But the problem is...
protect yourself.
So your girlfriend is mad that you were talking to this girl on the side, even though you were talking to her on the side to set up the threesome.
Yes.
And you feel like your girlfriend should understand that.
Because two guys, right, if she was in the vein, because she is...
What do we all want to live in Patrice's world?
Patrice's world is just a special place. Way out. You need a passport to get there. It's far away.
You need to live in Utah.
You got
to
take connecting
flights.
Or some third
world country somewhere where you're the king.
Get your shots. It's just so far away.
The only thing she was mad at is the idea... that this girl would get attention beyond her. Like, all of a sudden, I'm walking around with this girl. We're eating by ourselves.
That isn't a viable concern of hers?
Everything is a viable concern. And I'm telling her, have faith that it ain't going to be. Because why would I send this girl down there to exercise the faith in the threesome? I send her to her. I said, go to see this girl.
I love how he's putting so much credence in that.
Oh, yeah. He gets so mad. Like, why doesn't this dumb broad understand this?
Patrice, do you understand?
Does it really?
You sound exactly like Opie's parking lot story to everybody.
And I'm talking about stupid parking.
No one's agreeing with you.
I'm just, we understand, but we also.
Right.
It is very similar to what I'm talking about. Look, all I want to do is get into parking lot B.
He's justifying it by saying, look, right. I sent her over there.
Yeah.
You know, so the honesty is there. You're being very forthright with this. You could just go out and cheat.
I could easily, because this girl likes me, man. I could easily just go, I don't have a girlfriend, or my girlfriend, she's on the way out. And I could just schmooze this girl, and it's possible that we'll be...
Don't you understand that's kind of gunboat diplomacy you're using there? You're holding that threat over your girl's head. Like, it's not so much an explanation of, look what I could do. It's like, look what I could do, but I'm not.
No.
It's there. The gun's at your head. The gun's at your head, but I'm not going to pull the trigger. Because, I'm invited.
I'm not holding her hostage with that. I am not holding her hostage with that. What I'm saying is... Why, if me and, we're two people who are into, it's like Bonnie and Clyde, man. We are into what we're into.
Right.
But it's like Bonnie breaks protocol, Clyde breaks protocol, where he shoots the cop first. And she goes, I always want to shoot the cop first. But we're doing what we do. But this time I messed up by shooting first. But we're both shooters, man.
Yeah, but
we're
both out to
kill.
Yeah, but you know what? You're wrong, because if you had just a girlfriend on the side, you wouldn't be having a threesome. You found a girl that wants to have another girl. You want three at one time or two at one time. You wouldn't get that with just a girlfriend.
What are you talking about?
If you had just this new girl on the side,
right?
That wouldn't be a threesome.
Oh, that's just another girl. You're going lateral.
No. Yeah.
You want to go up.
Wait a minute. Time out, Vinny. Time out, Mr. Family, everybody. All right? You kiss your wife in the mouth the same way you kissed her 10 years ago?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I do.
Shut up.
I got so many kids.
You liar.
I'm spitting out kids every 9 months.
Let me tell you something. Nobody kid, no matter how fine that girl is, you after a few years, man, you want a little strange. I'm a fat hog. I'm a mess naked. I make me sick. And my new house got big mirrors.
You're a mess dressed.
My girl should not be in the bed. She shouldn't be loving me this much. I'm telling you, man.
Hold on. I'll save that rant for when we get back because we're late.
To him.
Stay right there because we're not done with this.
By a long
shot. A bunch
shot.
Of people calling up. The threesomes are a disaster.
All women.
That's a guy.
All women.
It's a disaster because...
Wait, Bruce in PA says threesomes are a disaster. During Connecticut, some of us live just like Patrice. So just hold that thought because we're a little late right now. It's the ONA virus spreading across America. We'll continue with this thing in just a bit.
I can walk on my hands.
I can fart and chew gum.
I play the oboe.
I can ride a unicycle.
I wear a bra and laced panties.
So your talent is being queer, Travis?
It's the Opie and Anthony Walkover Talent Show. If you have a unique skill, talent, music group, or physical affliction, we want to exploit.
You can email Steve at foundrymusic.com with your ideas, or you can just show up during the walk to XM and start shucking and jiving.
Shucking and jiving? Jesus, Danny.
I don't write this.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Wow. It's the Opie and Anthony Show, the ONA virus spreading across America. That last 8 God. Minutes could have been on the radio, but we had to play commercials.
Well, pal talkers heard it.
We're trying to do something for XM. We're still waiting for the equipment to come in, but we're going to do a thing where we start recording the stuff that happens during the commercials and then playing that stuff back.
Yeah, because sometimes things happen.
Oh, my God. It sucks that we had to take a break there, but Patrice O'Neill's in the middle of
that. Great idea, too, man.
He's in the middle of an amazing rant, and a lot of people are saying that his rant is just like the rant I started with. I'm talking about a dumb parking lot. He's talking about a relationship, but it's pretty similar.
With trying to get a threesome together.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the same thing. It's personal... entitlement. You feel entitled.
But there's a difference, man. The difference is this.
All right.
Here's Opie's like, hey, I can't get in this stadium. This is making me sick. It should not be like this. I am angry about it. Mm-hmm. All right, Opie, what are you going to do? Nothing, but it should be better. Yeah. All right, Patrice, I want to do threesomes. Preferably have two girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or basically one girlfriend and we have a girlfriend.
So your relationship has a girlfriend.
Yes.
You and your chick, your girlfriend, yes. have a girlfriend. All right.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to make strides in doing that. I am trying to make it happen. Because I think that...
You're trying to park closer to the stadium.
And
the
only...
That's all I see.
I want parking space.
He wants VIP parking.
And your girl is at every single aisle waving you further from the stadium. And you're trying to explain to her that you'll be happy if I'm closer to the stadium because I'll be happy.
Because she's in the car with me. And she's always going... She's riding with me. So my happiness... is happiness, man. A woman's happiness is not based on anything except for trying to figure out how to be happy. So if I'm happy and I have to cause her, I have to bring happiness to her, I have to be happy so that I'm in this mood.
All right, well,
to give her this happiness, to give her what she needs.
So how does this come into another girl dropping in and having sex with you too?
That makes me super happy. And I'll have enough happiness to give two women now.
So you're using the Reagan's trickle-down economics.
Trickle down, man.
With happiness.
Trickle down, man. Because a woman's happiness, she doesn't know, like, what makes her happy. She just, okay, women go from place to place, specific to specific. When me and my girl argue, I always try to argue the context of the entire thing.
But is she even allowed to argue with you?
Absolutely.
Oh, it doesn't seem like it.
I got a big mouth.
In Patrice's world, it seems like you shut your mouth and let me rule the whole place.
When I met her,
yeah.
Okay, I had a few women, okay? she asked me, and I think I told you this, she asked me, how did she end up being my girl? And I said, because you hung around. You know, because you stayed in there. You hung in there.
Oh, my God.
And what it is, it's like karate class. And this is women.
This relationship's a disaster.
Karate. Oh, man. It's like karate class, man. It's like you meet. Look, would you agree that men deal in numbers when it comes to relationships? When we have to go find women. We can't sit around and wait for women to come to us.
Right,
We have to actively go search.
Yeah,
out.
You got to go
so
seek
it's
and destroy.
It's like having
right.
a human resources department. You may have the secretary you need, but she might leave your ass without 2 weeks' notice. And see, you stuck. What, your company gonna go out of business? So what happens is, when I met my girl, I had about five or six girls that I had been.
By the way, there's actually people out there saying you're full of ass.
Of course.
We know Patrice for a long time. He lives by different rules than most people. I know there's a few out there also saying I live just like Patrice, but in general. The average guy is not getting away with what Patrice is doing with his relationships and his life. Did you ever think that your girl, your current girlfriend, just wants you and that's it?
But
she's playing these little games to keep you happy, hoping that maybe someday you're going to like give up on all this other crap and just settle down with her.
Can I tell you what my girlfriend is?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what she is.
Hi.
She is a lesbian who is in love with me.
Hmm.
She hates men. But she loves me for whatever reason, because I was the first dude to be into her without being sexual with her. She would hang out with me, I'd give a guide, and she would go, "Don't I look good in this?" And I'm like, "You look good, but you do." But I would be honest.
You'll do.
But I would be honest. Yeah. I would be honest with her.
Uh-huh.
Where other guys would lie to her to sleep with her. Just mm-hmm. to get just to sleep, and she'd be like, "Well, why? I'm a cool chick. I do anything. I'm down. I don't play sex games with nobody. But why are these dudes not making me their girl?" And I was telling her why. And as I was doing that, she was falling in love with me, and I was just being frivolous. So once I realized she was in love, I added her to the karate class, and she happened to be after I flip everybody right, and they go, "I'm getting out of this class." By the end of the thing, there's two girls left, and they're both black belts. One loses, and she's just like, out of here.
Yeah.
So now I have a black belt, and she has a black belt in my crap, because I can't feed her. So that's why I don't cheat on her, because if I go out and I go talk to some girl I just met, and I give her a white belt, like lies, "Hey, baby, some old easy white belt, yellow belt."
Yeah.
I come back to my girl with white belt mentality. I come back to her. She's like, I go, "Hi-ya." And she goes, she kicks me in the face and goes, "I've never been able to kick you in your face that easy. What you doing? Talking to a white belt?" I got to stay focused with her.
Because she has a black belt in you.
She has a black belt in me. She knows I'm not, like, I was going to say jiving her, but I ain't jiving her. I'm not playing games with her. And she's not doing this for, she's a soldier, man. I went to Brazil with her. She's not doing this for me.
She is definitely getting
she
enjoyment.
She is a soldier.
All right, there's the answer. I'm just asking.
Okay.
Now I understand a little more about your relationship.
But now that's Brazil, where you know you're paying for things. Now
there's a hooker out there that likes me. She didn't like her. I said, "Are you out of your mind? You could have gave her $100. She would have took it. And you could have smacked her around and made her and say, 'Yeah, you like my man? You whore! Smack upside the head.'" She didn't think like.
Yeah, what's this? Don't like stuff. You're paying.
She did. She just. There was a chick. That just, she was my play girlfriend out there.
Yeah.
And she had more than just, "I want your money." She was like, "I want your money and I, who's this?" And my girl's like, "Who's this? Well, looking at you like, she like you like that." So she's getting into it with third world whores when they give her that vibe. But the ones that don't give her, that's all she wants is not to be challenged, man. And she won't be.
Let me ask you.
You're bringing another girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Let me ask you. I was just going to say that. Now, this other girl comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl digs her because she's a lesbian that's in love with you. You love the situation because now you got the two chicks. But
I got
you,
one chick.
You are so, well. Let me just
I got
say,
one
okay,
chick
you got
and
one chick.
We have one chick.
And you have one chick.
You don't
right?
Yeah, but she only gets two panties. The other one gets four.
By your logic.
My girl gets four. I'm sorry.
By your logic, you are so fantastic that this girl is going to have to fall in love with you. Because you are a master of women. You will understand this girl.
Here's
you will start treating her.
Here's the trickle
she
down.
She will fall in love with you.
It can't be two queens, Anthony. There's one queen.
So are you going to have them duke it out?
No, my girl.
Death match.
My girl will guide her through like, okay, I love my nipples licked. Right?
All right.
Now.
Damn it.
That's just an ugly
We
image.
Was in Brazil.
Can I go back to talking about why, parking
wait
lot?
Wait a minute, though. Oh. We was in, my girl's looking at nipple, and there's a hooker looking at the other nipple. Right?
Uh-huh.
And my girl looks at the hooker and taps her on the top of her head and goes, to let her know that he likes...
All right. Yeah, yeah.
So what'll happen is if we find us a girlfriend, my girl will trickle down what I like to her. I'm not going to have that much access.
So you're not even going to... It's going to be all filtered through your chick.
She's going to have
your
a little
wants,
relationship
needs,
daughter.
Everything else. Filtered through your chick. Filtered to your two,
absolutely.
The new chick.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have much contact with her, so she can't fall in love with you, but she will... No, to do your bidding through your real chick.
Yeah, Patrice's main girlfriend will be like the manager, and then the girl will be
right,
like a worker bee, and she can tell her what
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Patrice could fire her through that manager. You're out of here.
You need a reality show, man.
Oh,
they
hell yeah.
Your people should be freaking...
Are they crazy not having Patrice on a reality show?
They should
show?
Be like you're pushing a reality show, Patrice O'Neal and his chick. That would be a reality show I'd
damn.
Watch.
I pitched it.
Because there's some honesty there.
I went to Comedy Central, pitched it, and my girl came to the thing, and they looked at me like she came in
wow.
and looked at me like y'all would look at me. You know, when I'm talking,
yeah.
and I go, look, the show is going to be me guiding women, right? But I have a girlfriend, and all I'm doing is trying to find a woman that might, this could be my girlfriend if I was looking for one.
Go to VH1.
I think go to
VH1
or Playboy, yeah. Playboy TV. You can't go to Comedy Central.
Go to VH1.
Yeah, because this is no joke. This is just
all right.
Very serious.
So this started with Patrice saying that you didn't get much sleep because you had the argument with your girlfriend because she found out you were talking to another girl, but you were talking to this other girl to bring her as a new girlfriend,
yes.
but not as important as the main girlfriend. She only gets two pairs of panties. Your girlfriend that you love gets four.
Right.
She's always better.
So how did it end?
We had one of the best sessions we've ever had.
Oh, it ended
she
with
walked
just...
to the bathroom limping. She crawled to the bathroom. We had one of the best sessions we've ever had. When she gets tired, because I never get tired of arguing, and she got tired, and when there's logic involved, because she feels how she feels. And so she was just saying, look, I feel how I feel. I don't want you hanging out the perception that... This some other girl and I look like a fool and this, that, and the third. And then I'm like, look, it's not going to happen. My logic was why would I bring her? It's too easy. I'm just telling her, it's too easy to cheat. It's too easy to cheat. I'm not a nice guy with that particular situation.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get a little side, but I got a girl that I don't want to. Her, losing her is important enough, but still, if I'm going to sacrifice the fact that I like to go get strange,
you'd rather just have it all right on the table.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do, so I need this from you.
Yes, but I got lucky and found a soldier.
What the hell does she see in you?
I'm a trooper, man. I don't.
What
man,
the
she's
hell
free.
Does she see in you?
She is a free. She's free, man. She's a free woman.
She's a lesbian, basically. So
babe,
she doesn't like guys.
She,
but she loves you.
She loves me.
Why? Because your honesty.
Because
you take care of her bills.
Because
you,
no one
you buy
guides
nice things.
Like every other woman who falls in love with me, I guide them. I don't leave him hanging.
All right.
I told her, if we break up, man, some lucky man's going to get a good woman. Some of you dudes out there, if you break up with your girl, I got to get a maniac that I got to fix.
All right. And now let's get back to what you said about Vinny.
Fix.
You said something else there that you don't kiss.
Yeah, no one. Look, man, my girl is lovely. Vinny's wife is lovely. Everybody got lovely women, man. And after a few years... You cannot. It's scientifically impossible for you to kiss your
Science
wife.
Science is being brought in now.
I read a book.
Yeah.
No,
it's scientifically impossible to kiss your woman with that same "I just met you" passion if you've been with her for a few years. So you gotta find ways to jack it up. See, you got a family, Vinny, which kind of gives you that obligatory kind of, you know, you're a dad. You know, you're a family man. But you kiss your wife like you just met her. Don't lie, Vinny. Danny.
Well, you understand. With kids, I can't kiss her that often, so you're wrong. When I get to kiss her, it's fun.
Did you hear that? Did you hear?
Yeah, because
did you hear the roller skating he did?
Well, yeah. I have kids. Shut up, Vinny.
You don't understand that because you're not. Fun. There's something disconnected in you. You're not a normal human being.
Yeah, that's why we love him. We love you.
No,
we love the Patrice.
Go ahead, Vinny.
No, listen, you're not normal. People don't like you when they meet you, because mm-hmm. you're not normal.
But you like me, Vinny.
I love you.
You like me when you met me. Yeah. You know why?
Because
it wasn't status quo. It's like you meet some little intern in the elevator over at the Viacom building. Hello, how's your morning? Shut up. It's 6 in the morning. Why? Why? Because you are raping me with your niceness. Why is my bitterness in the morning so bad? Why is my bitterness different from your... subjugate me with your fake how you doing?
You lost me somewhere.
No, because you're saying, cause you want to go, hello, how are you? This good morning, da da da, and that's status quo. But I met you and said, look at you, you
so you're
short
saying cause
idiot, and you go, but you, that's what kind of guy you really are, Vinny. You're a guy who gives people, you mess with people all the time. And you go, wait a minute, you had to get used to the fact like that we didn't go through the social contract. And this is what I'm trying to do, Opie. I'm trying to eliminate the social filter and go from this is how I feel to saying it. And sometimes it still gets blocked and choked in to the contract. Jeez. But I just want to come up
you're
and
not
say,
gonna get an argument from me.
You know,
we relate
wanna,
on that level.
Right. I just want to say what I feel like saying. And if my girl asks me, you know, you just want to be with two women and make them two women your girlfriend. I go, yeah.
Well,
yes, that's how I feel.
All right,
wow.
You were asking me about the dumb parking lot. What's the solution? So what's the solution to keeping like the passion going in a relationship? I think it's possible, actually. I really do.
You tell me.
So far, I'm beyond happy 2 years in. So, I mean, so I'm not at that point. I mean, Vinny's trying to say how many years?
12 years.
12 years later that it's exactly the same, the kissing?
This is what I do. Like, the other day, now, look, you're going to fucking jump.
No, I'm not.
Listen
to him and watch this unravel.
No. All right.
Yeah, you're going to jump over me because you're going to say, the other day I got up, I sent my wife flowers just to send her flowers. That keeps her happy. That makes her happy. She got the flowers. Why'd you do that? Because I love you. That's why. That's how.
That's protocol.
You know, you got to court your
protocol.
Wife. All you have to do, Opie, you got to court your wife. You got to, look, I take care of myself. I keep myself in good shape.
Yeah.
That's how I keep it fresh.
You court. Boring.
No, well,
exactly.
It's not boring.
It's easy to court your wife. No, $7 million
wow,
house, Vinny.
Wow, you're really.
It's easy when you live in a house.
My God!
Where you can ride around in the house. You have a roller coaster in your house, Vinny.
Wow! You just
happy.
You just gave all the guys out there a blueprint to keep their relationships going.
Give your wife flowers.
You know how that's hacky after a while. I mean, sure, flowers are good, but you got to do a little more than flowers.
It's not just flowers. You just give her a credit card, tell her to spend the money. You go fake vacation.
Exactly. That's what you do.
You can't get in a relationship and get bored.
What happens, Vinny? Right. When the money, if the money runs flat, man, you ain't got no guidance.
You gotta work.
You don't need guidance because you have enough money that's the guidance. You can buy her stuff. You can send her on her cruises. You can do all that stuff. But where's the guidance? Where's you have to constantly figure out ways to buy her new stuff. Oh,
no,
thank you
stuff.
For a new. This is a diamond washing machine. Food. Thank you, Vincent.
The same thing. Four panties, two panties. You're buying. You said the same thing.
No.
You got to keep her happy.
I don't keep her happy with buying. I keep her happy with guidance. Because you
what
know what?
Kind of guidance?
Here's what it is. Once your
here's
girl,
your guidance. I'm bringing here's, another girl.
Here's
and
your
you
hunt.
Train her how to lick my nipples.
And you don't think that's
people.
Exciting
that's
for
not,
her?
That's not
to train
guidance.
Another broad?
You're gonna mess up. You're gonna lose that girl because you're trying to have two girlfriends. You're gonna blow it off.
Here's the reason I'm not gonna lose her because I'm trying to have two girlfriends. I'm not trying to have one each.
You'll get
I'm
bored
trying to have
with
two,
and then you'll
he's
need
trying
three.
To have a girlfriend for his relationship that he's in.
Can I speak for Patrice? I think I know him. If he loses his girlfriend because she's not into the girlfriend with another girlfriend thing, right? Mm-hmm. Four panties, two panties. So the so the other girlfriend's not as good as the main girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And the main girlfriend leaves because of all this. And Patrice's world is going to go, you know what? She wasn't worthy of this anyway.
The dojo opens back up.
That's right.
And he trains another black belt.
In his mind, he believes this is how he wants to live. And he also believes that he's going to make it happen, whether it's with this one that he's currently with or with someone that he hasn't even met yet. So to answer your question, Vinny, if he does lose that girlfriend, he doesn't care in the end.
Oh, I don't think Patrice cares.
He doesn't care in the end.
Yeah, I don't think he cares at all.
He's going to go, you know what?
I don't think he cares about anything.
But I love my girl, man. I love my girl. I tell her, look, man, I love my girl. I watch too much Maury Povich, right? I love my girl 90% because I need 10% to think that she is garbage, meaning that she could cheat on me. She could do something foul to me. But I give her 90% of my love. I need 10% for me to function so I can look through my files in human resources and get me some more secretaries, get me some more candidates. And it's not going to be easy, but I'm going to supplement. See,
that's your insurance policy.
My girlfriend fills up 90% of me. 90%, okay? Maybe 80% because I'm trying to muscle another chicken. So she fills me up 80%.
Uh-huh.
That means you figure
if it was
10 women, 10 women,
go down.
It would take eight women to fill up the space sheet. So I would actively go out and find eight women to fill the void.
But you love this girl.
I love my girl.
Let me ask you something. You love her. She comes to you tomorrow and says, look, Patrice, I love you too. I can't have a girlfriend for our relationship.
I say, fine. And if you want to talk to her, I've said it to her. I said, sweetie, last night I said, look, man, you could. Let me tell you what a trooper she is.
All right.
I said, look. And you think this is reverse psychology? But then I said, look, I don't want no trouble. Just we'll cancel this, man. I'm sorry. I was out of, and she said, no. I'm just saying. She wants a piece of this girl. She saw her. She was a hot mama. Little Amazon, 6 feet, nice booty.
And Patrice, my girl wants has it all figured out. But, you almost have this puzzle figured out.
But there's some pieces that got to be put, like, rearranged. Well, but, is that it?
But Patrice's main girlfriend is more lesbian than straight, and that's what's making this whole thing kind of work.
Kind of making it work.
Patrice almost has this puzzle figured out completely. Almost.
You're almost there.
Would you accept a show on XM where it's you and your chick trying to find a third girl?
Did you?
Another girl in the relationship?
No, because they'll just come out the woodworks, man. It's the hunt.
It's
the manipulation.
He doesn't want him like fish in a barrel. He's got to go out.
I got to find a trooper.
He likes the game.
It's the game. Yeah.
Finding a trooper, man, is exciting.
That's the game for him.
All right, listen, we got to get one person that agrees with Vinny. There's one out there. James in Oklahoma. One. James.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I've been married 17 years, got 4 kids, still have sex 3-4 times a week.
Oh, he's really selling his life. Listen to him. He sound like there's a razor blade to his throat right now. You listen to you, man. Let me copy how you sound. 17 years, man. 4 kids, love.
We've been doing this radio show a really long time. I can tell you what's going on right now. His wife is in the passenger seat. You call him. You call him. You know you're happy. It's been 17 years. You get on the phone and defend our long relationship.
I love the show, but this isn't necessarily the show you should gauge relationships on.
Oh, we had a big fight 3 days ago.
All right. Well,
I'm telling you, man.
It comes and it goes, man.
We have seen that, though, where all of a sudden a guy will call up and like, hey, that's pretty cool. And then you find out that his wife's going to work with him or, you know, they
called that
together.
Show because we've been together and I want people to know that you could be together for 17 years and it could still be.
This is the radio show you listen to? Well, you call them right now.
He's calling from his minivan with his car seats in the back.
And, sir, if you're in the car listening, two things you ask yourself. If she left you, what would you really miss?
Oh, my Jesus.
And two, if you told her how it was, where would she go? And what would she do? She can't get another you. You can get another her easy.
That's what I'm talking about. You're not a normal person.
Wow.
I love this guy.
If your woman left you, Vinny, she could not find another dude to take with another beauty. Vinny, I haven't been to your house. Vinny has the best house I've ever seen
really nice.
In my entire life. Me, personally. I mean, I haven't been to... All right.
We got to take a break.
Can she find another you easy than you can find another her? You tell me that.
Listen, she's listening. Yes, she could.
All right, with that, it's the only virus spreading across America.
The Opie and Anthony Fatty Pig Fatty Contest began like a stampede of hungry rhinos. But now it more closely resembles a sleepy, winded elephant. The current heavyweight in the Fatty Pig Fatty Contest is Crystal from Cleveland, who weighed in at 430 pounds. We're so sure there's someone bigger out there, we put up a fatty finder's fee in the amount of $1,000 to the person who brings in the heaviest girl by the end of the contest. So grab your sonar equipment and find us a whale. Remember, the heaviest girl at the end of the Fatty Pig Fatty Contest gets $10 for every floorboard-shattering, tear-inducing, self-esteem-destroying pound on her body.
World
go round. Go to opieandanthony.com for contest details.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, how you doing? It's the ONA virus. Hope he's got his mouth full and we're all laughing here.
Wow.
Man, it doesn't stop during the breaks. Patrice just keeps going on and on, just with all this knowledge and wisdom of relationships that is from the planet Krypton, because it's nothing that can work here on Earth. If some reason, I think it's our oxygen nitrogen atmosphere that just screws this whole plan of yours up. Maybe you got to go to like Venus, because you are just talking fantasy world. It can happen. Whatever you're talking about, let me
There's
tell you.
There's somebody out there living it,
Patrice,
more than I want
no.
to.
No. Whatever you...